Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about attunement through awareness. Remember when you were a little kid and played hide-and-seek? Hiding in the closet or under the bed was fun, right? But the best part of the game was being found. Now that you're an adult, has that changed? Think about it. Because the thing is, one of our deepest needs is for our partners to find us, to understand us, to know us, to be truly attuned to us and be responsive and aware of who we are and what we are feeling. But sometimes it's not so easy. Because to get to that place, you need to gather up the courage to allow yourself to be vulnerable, to open up and let your partner know what's going on inside. And this all begins by speaking with awareness. Here's an example. Say you're in the middle of an argument, when suddenly your partner shuts down and leaves the room. And there you are, standing alone in the bedroom, angry and scared and about to burst. Your first impulse is to blame, attack, and scream, "You are so mean. I can't believe you walked out on me." But there is another way, and it involves revealing yourself and your true, authentic feelings in the moment of conflict. So instead of attacking, you take a deep breath, open yourself up, and gently say, "I feel afraid when you turn your back on me in the middle of an argument. My fear is that you'll leave me. How can I bring up a conflict so we can work it out together?" See? That personal revelation now opens the door for attunement. And hopefully you both begin to feel more emotionally connected. You've chosen your words carefully and not attacked or blamed your partner. And when your partner senses that, they're not only more willing to understand your feelings and needs, but they may be encouraged to open up about their own. Speaking with awareness is a skill you can develop to help you attune during conflict. Here's three things to keep in mind. First, when speaking to your partner, use I statements. This will convey how you feel, as in, "I feel sad, I feel fearful, I feel lonely." Using the word "you" may come off as an attack to your partner, such as, "You always do this," or "You never put me first." Using the softer I approach will allow your partner to listen instead of reacting defensively. Also, during an argument or discussion, only focus on one issue. If you bring in all your relationship problems at the same time, you'll probably solve none of them. And finally, know your partner's triggers and protect them. Your partner has raw spots or baggage from their past, just like you do. So be careful. During a conflict, use compassion and work around them. Build your relationship on trust. Today's small thing. The next time you are in an argument with your partner, don't attack, but instead open up, show your vulnerability, and attune with the skill of awareness. Tune into the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.